Rod's Pulse Podcast number 13, interview with learning objects, Blackboard, Wikis, and Podsafe Mozart. Hello, I'm Rod Murray, and this is Rod's Pulse Podcast, a podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Hello, welcome back. Well, that's just a little teaser. I'll play that full piece at the end of my podcast. I found a wonderful new source for PodSafe music. It's called magnatune.com, but more about that later. Today, my main topic is an interview with Hal Herzog, the Vice President of Product Development at Learning Objects. Learning Objects is located at www.learningobjects.com. We'll be discussing their main product for Blackboard, the Campus Pack. It includes some wiki tools, and if you don't know what a wiki is, stay tuned. Their products Teams LX and Expo LX include a wiki capability. They also have a blog tool called Journal LX, and a full text search for Blackboard called Search LX. I will have to apologize in advance for the poor quality. This interview was done over the telephone, and I haven't fully worked out my quality recording over the phone. It's never going to be as good as a microphone, but anyway, I hope you enjoy it, and here is my interview.
I'm very happy to have Hal Herzog here with us today. He's the Vice President of Product Development with Learning Objects. Thanks for talking to me, Hal, and why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company?
Thank you. It's good to be here on this podcast. As you mentioned, I am Hal Herzog, and I'm Vice President of Product Development and a co-founder of Learning Objects Incorporated. We are a Washington, D.C.-based company, and we focus on education technology, creating both Blackboard building blocks and other technology that runs without Blackboard.
Do all of your products require a load of a building block, or do they operate outside of Blackboard?
Some of our products, in particular our Campus Pack suite of applications, are building blocks that fully run inside of Blackboard. Other products that we sell, such as a workbook application we've developed with Reed Elsevier, run outside of Blackboard and don't require it. Campus Pack is a suite of four building blocks for Blackboard. They install quite easily, and they enhance the experience for students and instructors. Those four building blocks are Search LX, which is our full-text search engine for Blackboard, Teams LX, which is our wiki for Blackboard, Journal LX, which is our blog for your courses in Blackboard, and Expo LX, which is personal content, that is, blogs and wikis that run outside of any one course.
Now, I'm familiar with the term wiki and blog, but maybe for the benefit of our audience, could you explain briefly what you mean by a wiki, especially since people, if they're listening to my podcast, probably know what a blog is, but a wiki they may not be as familiar with?
Sure. Wiki, spelled W-I-K-I, is the Hawaiian word for quick, and it is the quickest way to create a website or presentation online. It's a technology that's been around for quite a while now. The most famous example of it is Wikipedia, which is wikipedia.org. I'm sure a lot of people visit that from time to time. And the genesis is that instead of having to download a document or create a document on your desktop and then upload it, you can edit it directly inside of your web browser, or in this case, inside of Blackboard. In addition to that, rather than having to focus on the structure of what you're trying to create, and that is build a table of contents and then link off of that and so on, you can rather organically grow your website from just one word on one web page to as many separate pages as you want without having to really focus on the overall structure and plan for it.
Now, how would something like that be used in a course environment?
Well, normally or traditionally when people are working in a physical classroom or even online today, a group of people may get together for an assignment and divide up the work. And they could get together and say, I'm the team leader, I'll do section A, you'll do section B, and you'll do section C. And then they go off in their separate directions, create their separate Word docs or PowerPoints, and then someone's job is to combine it at 4 in the morning, make sure things don't get corrupted through email.
Right.
And that may work just fine, but with a wiki, in particular with Teams, each team member can work directly inside of Blackboard on their section of the project at the exact same time without a fear of overwriting each other's work. And we do have versioning built into the system, but we really don't make you have to deal with it unless you do want to go back and see how a given page or the entire site has changed over time.
I see. Well, that's certainly valuable if you can essentially roll back to a earlier version if need be.
Exactly. We give that to both the students and the instructor of the class. The instructor, as is the norm in Blackboard, is the super user inside of the class. For a student, you could go into your team site at any point and say, you know what, there are 10 versions of this page, and I really think that version 7 is where I did my best work. So I could revert and bring version 7 back to the main main view for everyone. While at the same time, when the instructor goes in, they'll still be able to see how it evolved over time. Also, if you are working on a team where one of your team members is not cooperative, you can tell your instructor, go look at this page and see what this person did, and the evidence is right there.
Now, this is the major focus of the Teams module? Is that what you call it?
Yes, Teams.
Okay.
And when we were creating this, which is about 2.5 years ago, the goal is to create a wiki that's usable inside of the Blackboard environment and integrates well and takes advantage not only of wiki technology but also blends in seamlessly with Blackboard.
Right.
But that said, the term wiki sounded rather silly to us, and it wasn't very common to hear that word. So we decided to call it Teams because it has, well, a more academic sound to it.
Right, right. Now, didn't you also mention wiki in context of another module?
Yes. We have two products that run inside of a course. That is, they're treated as course content in Blackboard terms. That's Teams, which is the wiki, and Journal, which is our blog. A third product in Campus Pack called ExpoLX gives every user of your system, that is, every student and every instructor, really anyone who has a login to Blackboard, their own site that they can create as many blogs and as many wikis as they would like. And then they can share those out with other users of the Blackboard system.
Okay, that's a good summary, I guess, of Teams and the second product. How about the second module? How about you mentioned the search. Now, a search is something that I know our librarians here at Jefferson have been wanting a long time to have in Blackboard. There doesn't seem to be a way in the native Blackboard to search for content. What does search enable you to search for? Just what's typed in on the screen, or how about the Word documents and PowerPoints the faculty upload? What does search give you?
SearchLX is a full-text search engine that allows you to find all of the content in your courses and organizations, and it understands the regular Blackboard types, that is, announcements, calendar items, staff info, course docs, things of that nature, as well as attached files. So it will parse and allow you to do a full-text search of Word docs, PDF, HTML, PowerPoint, text, and a few others I'm sure I'm forgetting.
Now, does this require a separate server, or is it just a matter of uploading a a building block and that's it, and it works within the Blackboard Oracle database. How does it create an index of all that content?
Well, there is no separate server that you have to set up. All four of the building blocks inside of Campus Pack run totally inside of Blackboard, so you just upload them in the standard building block way, and you can be up and running in about 5 minutes. For search in particular, what it does is build up an index using the Lucene search engine, something that's out of the Apache project. It'll crawl the Blackboard database in a configurable way, build up that index, and when you do that search, you're searching the index rather than your Oracle or SQL Server database.
Gotcha.
So there's very little load that's actually put on the system when you're doing the search.
I see. Does that stress the system? Does it do it periodically in the evening, or do you set that, or does it happen sort of in real time once it does an initial search?
It's periodic, and you can configure it.
Uh-huh.
The first time it does the search, obviously everything is new to it, so it will look at every document.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's reading in those documents, it's going to remember what they looked like at a given time. When it does its next run, which would usually be nightly when load is low, it will notice documents when they've changed and only re-index them if they've changed or mm-hmm. if they're new. And that way, subsequent runs are significantly faster than the first run. And again, it puts little load on the system when it's doing this.
Okay.
You can also configure the priority of the background thread, if you will, which just means how much it will yield when people are doing other stuff on the system.
How does the student or the user do the search? Is this I would guess that they can only get to content in Blackboard that they have the rights to. So where is the search box? Is it within the course, or is it at the top level under my Blackboard page? Or
we give you several places that you can add search to the interface in Blackboard depending upon how you and your users like to use it. For people who have the Blackboard portal system in addition to learning system, they can put a search box in the upper right-hand corner of the frame, which should be fairly familiar to folks who have used other systems. This way you can just do a global search of Blackboard and have it always be available. You can also add a search link on the Tools menu, which is on the left side of the My Institution page.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a portal module. We also have a search tool which shows up in a course. Now, the search tool is visually the same as all of the other search interfaces, but when it's in a course, we don't let you search anything but that course content.
I see.
And that way, the results are always germane to the course that
mm-hmm.
you're in.
Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of demand for this sort of functionality. It's something I hope we can get here soon. So we've discussed Teams and Expo and the search. We haven't said too much yet about the Journal LX. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. Journal LX, like Teams, is course content. It lives and breathes inside of a course, and it adds blogging functionality into your Blackboard course. Also like Teams, when we were creating it, we thought the term blog was a little silly, so we decided to call it Journal.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a blog that runs inside of your course. Now, what's interesting about this compared to something like Blogger or Live Journal is that it does integrate with the Blackboard GUI, so it looks familiar to a user of the system. You're also able to manage who's allowed to write in your journal in straight through the control panel in Blackboard.
Mm-hmm.
So you could set up a journal that's just for the instructor. Let's say you wanted to go and post your lecture notes each day or each week. You could also set it up for one student or all your students. We also have private journals, such that a student or all your students can post into the journal, but the only one who can read it is the instructor in the class, which is becoming very popular.
That's very interesting. Yeah, we've had specific requests from faculty to have a tool like this. Now, when I think of blogging, of course, my only experience to date is with Blogger, and that generates a feed. Is it possible to use Journal to have an RSS feed?
In the current release of Journal, which is 2.6.0. We don't have RSS support, though everyone is asking for it, and we will be adding it in a later release so that you'll be able to subscribe to the journal and then read it in your favorite aggregator.
Oh, that would be great. That would be terrific. We're seeing that as a solution more and more these days to spread the word. Is there any other technology or anything happening in the near future that you want to tell us about?
Well, we are doing a podcast right now, and we do get a lot of requests for podcast functionality or podcast-like functionality for Journal in particular, and also for Expo, because it does have a blog component to it. And as we're adding in the RSS capabilities into our products, we will likely add what amounts to podcasting into the products as well. Effectively, since podcasts are, you know, are just an attached file or a link that points to a file in the feed, we may in fact get that for free. We'll, of course, test that to make sure it works before we advertise it, but that is mm-hmm. something that will grow.
I'm sure that will be popular. I know we haven't decided on any third-party products yet, you know, to add to our Blackboard system. We do run the portal, and we've sort of hand-coded some modules to point to some RSS feeds, so that would be a welcome addition. Well, listen, Hal, I want to thank you very much for your time. I think that was a good rounded description of your products, and I appreciate you very much for spending some time with us today.
Well, absolutely, and I really hope that the people listening can learn about our products, and if you do have any questions or want to see a demo of our products, you can go to learningobjects.com and submit a sales or info request.
That sounds great. We'll be sure to do that. Thanks again.
Well, as promised, now for some more PodSafe music. Before I sign off, I thought you might like to hear the whole Allegro movement from the Mozart I played at the beginning. It's the Concerto for Flute and Harp in C Major by the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra. The full CD is entitled Mozart Orchestral Works, and it's available from magnatune.com. It's a very interesting website. They offer PodSafe music. Podcasters can use their music for free, and users can download entire CD albums. And the unique part is that you can decide how much you want to pay for it. I think the minimum is $5, but it looks like people are actually paying on an average about $8 for a full music CD. So check out magnatune.com. Okay, here's the Concerto for Flute and Harp in C Major by Mozart. Thank you. That about does it for today's program. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to leave comments on my blog. Go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com or send feedback to my email account, rodney.murray@jefferson.edu. Or leave voicemail feedback at my new comment line. Dial 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.